WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's calling his impeachment trial a politically motivated sham. CBS's Janet Shamlian says Republicans accuse him of misconduct.
Based on almost 4,000 pages of documents, Paxton is accused of repeatedly abusing his office to help real estate investor Nate Paul evade legal trouble in exchange for providing favors to Paxton that allegedly included renovations to his home, employing the woman Paxton was allegedly having an extramarital affair with, and enlisting Paul's help to set up an Uber account so Paxton could meet up with his alleged mistress.
But Paxton has ditched court since lunch. Attorneys for a convicted killer are trying to get him a new trial. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Defense lawyers want to find out if the trial court clerk told jurors not to trust Alec Murdoch when he testified in his own defense. Defense lawyer Jim Griffin.
If that is true, which we have every reason to believe that it is, and no reason to believe that it's not, there's no choice but the courts to grant a new trial.
Still no word on Enrico Tarrio's sentencing. The former Proud Boys leader faces 33 years in prison for planning January 6. At the White House today, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called out the GOP, saying the party needs a solid candidate to pit against former President Trump in 2024 and challenge him on issues like Ukraine.
Unfortunately, they've got to engage Trump. Hope is not a strategy. And last time, in 2016, there was a lot of hope that you can be the last one. When, you know, there's no way Trump can get over 50, and there's all these different things. And so I think with Haley and a lot of them, they've got to be able to go after the guy in first place. He's the de facto nominee.
The Senate will come to order.
Senators are back on Capitol Hill today after an extended summer break, including Republican leader Mitch McConnell. He's been cleared by a Capitol physician who says his recent health episodes show no evidence of a stroke or seizure disorder. Many parents are still on the hunt right now for an ADHD medication that's been in short supply.
As more kids go back to school, doctors warn they do not foresee an end to an Adderall shortage till December. Dr. Jacob Wood is a family physician in Louisiana.
The best thing to do is to have a good relationship with your pharmacist. You know, a lot of people are having to shop around and find where they can get their medications, and sometimes they do okay with that.
The FDA first reported shortages of the medication last fall. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It is a slow slog for thousands leaving Burning Man.
I had an amazing time. Would I want to do it again for another 3-4 days the same way as the last 3-4 days? Never.
People were trapped in miles of mud after rain, and a 32-year-old woman died there. Authorities say it wasn't storm-related, but that rain did delay efforts to get her help. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Parents of kids in Waukesha Public Schools may not be able to get a routine going until buses start running right. The first day of school today was preceded by the school district saying there aren't enough bus drivers. The issue has persisted in Waukesha and other areas prior to the current academic year. The district released a statement to parents last night indicating that they are actively seeking drivers to cover 9 bus routes. About 50 United Steelworker members are being impacted by the closure of a West Milwaukee plant. Regal Rexnord intends to shut down its West Milwaukee operation in early November. A press release says the reasons for the shutdown include the facility's deterioration and relatively low production levels. Regal Rexnord acquired the industrial business in October of 2021, aiming for cost savings. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Labor Day Tuesday edition. Dom, welcome to it.
Hey, Crudy, happy Tuesday. Nate, working the board, our fair audience. Welcome back to all of us. What a hell of a weekend and a big week to come.
I got some new tan lines.
Yeah, do you?
Relaxed.
You better show me now, man. I know those things fade quick on a big white guy like you.
We'll talk about some tan lines in the next segment, Dom. Caucus Eve edition. Caucus Eve. Republicans, they got some malfeasance. They got a caucus on tomorrow, Dom. I think that's where we probably need to start the show. But may take note of the fact. Back to wearing my Badger hat. My beloved Badgers have kicked off the football season with a victory, a W. And I was out on the Jordan Love boat, taking a little cruise around Lake Mendota on the Big Lake in Madison and listening to the stream of the Wisconsin Badgers on the Civic Media app. I was thrilled. And then I went home for the second half. I want to see it in person. A little closer than it should have been at the half. But the Badgers, you know, they put a good stomping on Buffalo.
Oh, man, the running backs. I actually watched a little bit of that game. Crudy, running backs in charge. But what about the quarterback, man? Getting a little loose with the ball towards the second half there.
Well, Mordecai threw what should have been a long touchdown pass, and the guy dropped it. And the very next play was an interception. That was one of the momentum killers of the first half. But Mordecai, I thought, handled it with some aplomb. He's like a six-year senior. You know, with the whole coronavirus pandemic, a lot of players were granted an additional year of eligibility, and apparently he was one of them. And this transfer quarterback, because we don't have the Graham Mertz no more. We got the Mordecai. And I thought he had a fair game. He had one touchdown to DK I thought was particularly well thrown. And Braylon Allen, man, that guy's a beast. 245. Yeah. Kind of like me, but in a good way.
6'3", 215.
He is quite large and in charge. And I'm very excited this Saturday night. It's going to be a party, Dom. Badgers playing a night game, road game, first road game of the season, going out to Washington State. And last year, that was a loss for us.
Uh-oh.
We lost to Washington State. And that's in part why Paul Christ is no longer the head coach here. The Luke Fickle error began on Saturday. ERA, not hopefully E-R-R-O. are. You know what I'm saying?
I hope, hear what you're saying.
Man. We hope Chris McIntosh and company didn't make an error in looking over Jim Leonard. But, you know, one win.
So far, so good. Undefeated, baby.
Looked a lot like old Badger football, though. A lot of crowded out. You know, Malusi had that big 89-yard run, but that looked like old Badger football. And then, you know, Braylon Allen just comes, you know. I wish I could hear Boomer do it, you know, just boom, 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 you know, like he did on NFL Live for so many years.
Sure, yeah.
So that was exciting, and we're very excited. The Badgers will be streaming right here on Civic Media and, of course, playing on the radio this Saturday night. Nothing like a night game. Playing under the lights, Dom. 6:30 p.m. Central Time kickoff. And I guess they'll get to the lights later because they're playing on the West Coast. But Washington State, the opponent, going out over our flagship, WRJN, and all around the network, including WFHR, that's Wisconsin Rapids. WRJN, by the way, is Racine Kenosha, 1400 AM Milwaukee. That's all you need to know. Or get the Civic Media app. We've got them in Richland Center, and we've got them up in Lake Air Country, WLAK, 1260 AM. And did I also mention Packers kick off this Sunday? Featured game of the week, Jordan Love. Like I said, I was out cruising in the Jordan Love boat, and I'm very excited. And I looked up his stats. My son's talking trash. My son, he's not so much a fan. He's like a fantasy football fan. You know, he's got his players or his guys he likes to watch on ESPN, but, you know, not so much the game. So anyways, he's talking about Justin Fields. And the Bears are the opponent this Sunday for the Packers. And I mentioned the Bears still suck, but they will continue to suck with Justin Fields at the quarterback. Now, while this kid is incredible running the football, over 1,100 yards last year, his quarterback to, you know, like touchdown to interception ratio is horrendous. He's 15 games under 500 in his career. Two-year career, he's 6-21, dude, as a starter.
Nowhere to go but up.
Jordan, his career QB rating in two seasons is under 80. And I can just tell you, that ain't good. Usually you don't get to be, you know, that's not like a B-. That's kind of a bad grade in the NFL.
Where's that game? Is it in Green Bay or is it in Chicago?
I think we start in Chi-Town. I think they end the season against the Bears up in Green Bay. I think that's what they do. They book in that rivalry game.
Yes, Packers at the Bears, Sunday afternoon.
3:25, National Game of the Week. And we'll have it on WRJN, WRCO, and our new one up in the Northwoods, Q98.3. So if you're going up to the cabin this weekend, Packers. So very excited about the sports, less excited about the malfeasance caucusing going on the GOP side there. They're getting ready to huddle, Dom, about impeaching Janet Protasiewicz.
Crudy, the reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hope Carnop, Senate Republicans Wednesday are expected to discuss options for impeaching or seeking other sanctions for newly sworn in liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she does not recuse herself from redistricting cases. Senator Van Wangard of Racine told reporters after a committee hearing Tuesday that he was sure the topic would come up in the caucus's conversations, though he said he has not spoken to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who would kickstart impeachment proceedings in the Assembly. I don't think we're looking at any one specific thing at this point, he said. I've talked to a couple of my colleagues, and they're all waiting to see what happens in the Assembly. Wangard's committee has been taking up appointments to the State Judicial Commission, which could receive complaints against the state Supreme Court's new liberal majority. On Tuesday, the committee held a hearing for two of the confirmations after taking up three others in early August. Another quote, "The only thing that we have to depend on is that the commissioners are going to do their job and follow the law without putting any perspective of political bias into it," Wangard said. Senators turned from recusal issues to internal tensions on the court as they questioned two appointees, Yolanda Anderson, the most recent head of the commission, who works for the State Public Defender Milwaukee Trial Office, and Jane Foley, who worked for the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. While questioning the nominees, Wangard alluded to conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler's emails to the court in which she criticized liberal members for conducting business in private. He also
Call that a snowflakey wine.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But okay. All right. So he put it out there. You got to talk about it, I guess. He also referenced new state courts director Audrey Skowronski signing reserve judge orders and taking leave of absence from her current judicial position, which Ziegler said was not allowed. The confidence is shaken, Wangard said of the Supreme Court. After the hearing, he described disputes within the court as a food fight. Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, praised the nominees for not participating in political nonsense and criticized Republicans for asking nominees to prejudge things that have not come before you to do exactly what they're complaining about. Anderson and Foley said the commission only handles issues of judicial misconduct, not administrative issues on the Supreme Court, like open meetings laws. The appointees said they were not familiar with walking quorums, terminology Ziegler used to criticize the actions of the four liberal justices and who holds an authority to appoint reserve judges. Foley said she was unsure about judges taking a leave of absence, but later acknowledged there was a precedent set by Milwaukee County judge resigning to take a Fulbright position in Bosnia because there was no sabbatical policy. She said the commission would look into the issue if it came before the panel. Wangard also raised concerns Tuesday that complaints on how the commission acts on them are confidential, not subject to open records requests until the panel reaches a decision. Wangard said he might seek changes to the statute. The committee took up three other nominations to the Judicial Commission in August, where they questioned Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees, who were never confirmed by the Senate. Senators asked how the nominees would handle issues of recusal, referencing Protasiewicz's publicly calling Wisconsin's electoral maps rigged during her campaign. And if I just may throw this caveat out there, other reading I've seen on this, Dan Kelly said that those maps were constitutional. So he offered an opinion about the maps.
Yeah, but he didn't win office, so we can't impeach him.
That's the point, though. So are Republicans, are you absolutely actually suggesting that if Dan Kelly can't spell Kelly without two L's, if Dan Kelly would have won, that they would have been asking for his recusal because he judged, quote unquote, the maps to be constitutional, question mark?
Of course not, Tom.
Of course.
May I point out?
Please.
You don't even know what a walking quorum is.
Yeah.
Do you know what a walking quorum is? I will confess, I did not know what a walking quorum is, Annette Ziegler. So let me define it for you, and then you'll know. A walking quorum, according to Wisconsin, this is DOJ, state of Wisconsin, .us/US Open Government.
All right, a lot of backslashes.
A walking quorum is a series of gatherings among separate groups of members of a government body, each less than quorum size, who agree tactically or explicitly to act uniformly in sufficient number to reach a quorum. A walking quorum may produce a predetermined outcome and thus render a publicly held meeting a mere formality. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has commented that any attempt to avoid the appearance of a meeting through the use of a walking quorum is subject to prosecution among the open meetings laws. Furthermore, the requirements for an open meetings law cannot be circumvented by using an agent or a surrogate to poll the members of government bodies through a series of individual contacts. The series of gatherings need not be face-to-face, for example, phone calls, email exchanges. So a walking quorum is what the liberals had already polled themselves and come to a predetermined decision. Very troubling.
Is it really troubling?
No, not really. Not to me.
No. Okay. Well, but of course the Republicans, what's troubling to them is they're starting to lose their grasp on power. And that scares them tremendously.
Come back with us. Jimmy Buffett passed over the weekend and the guy from Smash Mouth. More Devil's Advocates.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
data.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 69, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, highs level off around 82, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. It's toll free, 844-967-2789. Of course, get the really cool Civic Media app. Just click on The Devil's Advocates. You can type text. You can hit the button to call. It's super cool and super easy.
For you to say.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's been a while.
Glad to get the kids out the door this morning, Dom.
Ah, kids been out the door, man. Izzy came home for the weekend, went back to college at like 5 o'clock this morning because she had an early class. But it was great to see the family a little bit this week.
My senior, last first day of school. You know, he's out of fingers, 12. So it's 2 into 1, right?
Yeah, right.
And so anyways, it was good to see him out there. Dom, we've got some breaking news within the hour. Shared by former journalist, current friend of the Devil's Advocates, our buddy Bill Dunn, shared this story from the AP. Complaints over campaign comments by Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice are dismissed. Ooh, that's going to sting. You Republicans, you're caucusing tomorrow. This is going to sting. Yeah. Dateline Madison, a state judiciary disciplinary panel, has rejected several complaints lodged against Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz that alleged she violated the Judicial Code of Ethics for comments she made during the campaign. Let's just say, Dom, it's a setback for Republicans who argued those remarks could warrant impeachment. Well, they don't care. You know, they didn't warrant impeachment before this ruling, and they won't warrant impeachment after the ruling, but that won't really affect whether or not Republicans choose to go forward with this process. Now, Protasiewicz on Tuesday released a letter from the Wisconsin Judicial Commission informing her that several complaints regarding comments she made during the campaign had been dismissed without action. The commission's actions are private unless released by one of the parties involved. That's a shocker. The other side didn't release the outcome.
No, they didn't. That's strange.
Protasiewicz received permission from the commission to release its May 31st letter to her, which she provided to the Associated Press. And Protasiewicz's win in April flipped the majority of the court, if you're unaware, Dom, from conservative to liberal for the first time in 15 years. And oh, are the snowflakes whining? they're incensed, Dom. Now, Democrats heavily backed her campaign, Protasiewicz, that is, during which Protasiewicz criticized Republican-drawn electoral maps and spoke in favor of abortion rights. And in recent weeks, Dom, we've talked about this quite a bit. Republican lawmakers have been floating the possibility of impeaching Protasiewicz over her comments calling the legislative maps they drew unfair and rigged. But the commission apparently says complaints against Protasiewicz, several dismissed. They're unmeritorious, apparently, Dom.
Crudy, also on this very topic, Scott Bauer over at the AP. Let me jump.
I was also quoting Bauer, it. Just so you know.
Oh, that was the same one? Okay. Yes. The Republicans, let's see. Bear with me. I got it. The Republicans, drawn legislative electoral maps were filed by Democratic-friendly groups. Supreme Court yet to decide whether to hear the cases, and Protasiewicz has not responded to a motion that the Republican-controlled legislature that she recuse herself. The Wisconsin Republican Party in February released one complaint. So back in February, they released this complaint filed against Protasiewicz by Randall Cook, a Republican supporter. His complaint, and presumably this is one of the many complaints that were dismissed today, but at the time, his complaint alleged that Protasiewicz had declared how she would rule on cases related to abortion and redistricting in violation of provisions of the state judicial code. Here's a quote. Wisconsin has never seen a Supreme Court justice so brazenly declare how she would rule on a case before it ever came to the court. And we had hoped the principles of equal justice would be seriously considered by the Judicial Commission, despite their liberal bias. Well, Wisconsin Supreme Court Chairman.
Wait. That's a misprint. Obviously.
That is a misprint. That's not shimming. He's the GOP chair, not the Wisconsin Supreme Court Chairman. That's all right. We get it wrong once in a while, Bauer. Well, Brian Schimming said this. It was clearly asking too much. But again, Brian Schimming, your guy said that the maps were, what, constitutional. He's offering an opinion on the maps. Are you suggesting then, sir, that he, if he comes before the law, before him, that he should have recused himself? I mean, the whole thing is so absolutely weak, and they know they're just going to get eaten alive if they go down this road, Crudy. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
Here's what they could do. It would take a simple majority. It would take the will of the caucus leader, in this case, that, of course, is Robin Voss. On the assembly side, all you have to do is get a simple majority. Plenty of cover fire for anyone that could be in a even semi-competitive district, right? You can just use the gerrymandered 50% off the top and the other 17% you got to spare. Well, you can let those guys, you know, just abstain from voting, let's say. And here's the sweetest part. And I think this will be discussed in earnest by the Republican caucus tomorrow. No one's actually got to go on the record above and beyond that. In fact, there's greater value to never moving on the Senate side. Stalemating her, taking her, basically benching her through the assembly action, and then no Senate Republicans actually ever taking the step to impeach.
So put her in the penalty box and never rule on the case and leave her, what, in permanent limbo? Of course,
as long as they legally can.
Lawsuits, right? I mean, right. But that, as long as you legally can, will be, you know, subject to lawsuits, certainly. But I tell you what, man, I mean, given the
what's that, a year, 2 years?
Sidelined for just one case or for all the cases?
All cases, dude.
Tell me that the separate co-equal branches of power, that they can go in and influence based on this base. She hasn't even ruled on anything yet. She hasn't done anything. That they would go down this road and sideline her for X amount of months or years is asinine. It would never happen. Number one, the court case, the lawsuits would fly around. And no matter what they do, there's always a workaround.
And in the meantime, she's sidelined.
So she resigns and Evers appoints somebody else. Boom. Now, it doesn't help her necessarily, her career and all those issues. But if you're looking for a competent Supreme Court that still maintains a liberal majority, there's a work. No matter what they do, there is an end around their action. They're not going to do it. They'll never get away with it.
More Devils. We'll be back. You'll never get away with it.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. An historic impeachment trial is underway now in Texas against State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Reporter Chris Fox.
The now suspended Texas Attorney General accused of corruption, bribery, and abuse of office in connection with Austin businessman and campaign donor Nate Paul. Paxton calls the charges a sham.
I look forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate, where I truly believe that the process will be fair and just.
A convicted killer who escaped from prison in Pennsylvania is still out there, but could be caught soon. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
What I can tell you is I think that, that what's occurred is that pressure that we've been putting on him is working.
The inmate's been spotted several times since breaking out last week. And thousands of burners are still making their way out of that muddy mess in the Nevada desert.
Nobody was expecting this weather, but it was still really fun.
They were trapped there for days in miles of thick clay-like mud following some severe storms. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was an encouraging message about the new school year this morning at the Maryland Avenue Montessori School in Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers appeared alongside Milwaukee Public Schools Superintendent Keith Posley.
Let us continue to collaborate to ensure that all students in the Milwaukee Public Schools demonstrate academic gains and high academic achievement.
Due to the high temperatures, MPS shortened classes on the first day. Bus problems are expected to continue in Waukesha and other communities. The first day of school for kids riding certain routes had disruptions due to problems finding bus drivers. If movies ever do get made again, you won't be able to see them at three area theaters. Marcus Theaters will be closing Southgate Cinema in Milwaukee today, while the Showtime Cinema in Franklin and the Saukville Cinema will cease operations September 17th. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show on Tuesday that probably feels like a Monday for your kids and mine. Maybe not Dom's, but most kids' first day of school, or at least they're all back to school now. Governor Tony Evers took a little tour of MPS today, but because of the heat, MPS closing early today. So the kids got a short day for the first day of the school year, Dom. Now the heat should subside, and I will see less photos like the one I saw that appeared on the social medias this weekend. Now, for some reason, Scott Walker appears in my Facebook stream constantly. Constantly, I'm telling you. And this weekend, Scott Walker decided he was going to post a picture of himself paddleboarding. He's out on the lake, and he posted it. And this is a man, what is Wanker? Late 40s, early 50s? What's his age?
Oh, he's got to be older than me, man. So he's his mid-50s.
So I, over the course of the weekend, asked people if they would, you know, be willing to help caption the photo of Scott Walker. And
you know, I want to hear some ideas, exercising some creativity over the weekend where you might.
Well, you know, I just wanted to see how creative other people were being, you know, because I was out on the lake. But here's what I would say. First and foremost, I also had my shirt off this weekend. And if I look like that guy, I would put it back on.
I noticed I didn't see a picture of you shirtless on the social medias this
weekend. Well, I would have the good sense not to post this shirtless picture of Crudy. Certainly, if the only tan lines I had were like shirt sleeves, like you can tell he's been out in some khakis and shirt sleeves, but this guy's got zero sun on any other part of his body, except I suspect the bald spot.
Bald spot, right. Gotta put some SPF 50 on that, man.
But here's something interesting people pointed out. A couple of things going on. The wanker, as I like to call him, Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, who posted this shirtless photo of himself. He made a conscious choice to do this. You know, like he's...
Dude, I don't think the guy even does bench press, man. I'm just telling you.
He skipped every leg day, bro.
Do you even do back, dude? Ever do a pull-up? Nope.
So here's something interesting. I asked people, you know, would you caption this? And some people did. And one guy, you know, said, Scott's on my way to the Foxconn factory I got in Wisconsin. There's another one. Apparently he's tethered to the board, as, you know, the paddle boarders do. I'm more of a motorboat guy, but anyways, it looks like he's wearing an ankle monitor. And the other very strange thing, and you know, I'm not so much fat shaming this guy as he has two navels, Tom. Scott Walker has double belly buttons. If I had two navels, I would not take my shirt off in public.
Where's
the second navel coming from?
There's like a little indent above his navel. Now, I look like that. It looks like an old belly button piercing that, you know, he got pregnant, had a baby, kind of stretched it out. Now he's got this weird belly button thing going on. That's what it kind of looks like to me.
You know, I wish we could see him from behind because I'd love to see the tramp stamp in the back. So anyways, I would encourage you. Yeah, here's a guy who says, you can't even tell my belly button was pierced.
You're totally right.
Right? Right?
Yeah, man. What a party with you, cowboy. Scott Walker, I was calling him Donald Trump. You know, when was the belly? What was the phase of Scott Walker's belly button piercing? Like, was that still in college? You know what I mean? You know, just out, couldn't pierce the ears or the nose because he had to, you know, get a job for insurance, you know, perhaps for the baby mama and the baby, allegedly. But, you know, so he had to hide it, man. He had to be a freak on the inside.
By the way, if you are unfamiliar with the allegations that Scott Walker fathered a child in college, and we've always found the accuser to be very credible. She's a doctor at the University of Minnesota, I believe. Not a physician, but a, you know, PhD doctor. And we've talked to her legal counsel, and the Wisconsin Citizens Media Co-op actually did some very in-depth reporting. I felt like they went easy because I talked to some of the reporters involved, and they felt like there was more evidence that if they couldn't prove it, they didn't print it. But I have always felt convinced in the allegation that Scott Walker fathered a love baby in college and probably left Marquette for insurance at the American Red Cross because there was no other logical reason. People say he flunked out. Well, not true. Not a great student, but he was in good standing when he left college. But nobody takes that sweet American Red Cross job that they've been dreaming of and then immediately pivots to run for the legislature. You know, if your whole ambition is to be the president someday, Scott Walker's claim to fame had to be, I'm an Eagle Scout, because he couldn't say I'm a Marquette grad. So I do believe, and one of our friends posted immediately on the two belly button, no tan, shirtless Scott Walker loving it up on Labor Day. And, you know, the irony of Scott Walker enjoying the Labor Day, right? right. The most anti-labor governor in the state of Wisconsin's history. While the first article posted, you know, please caption this, was the Wisconsin Citizens Media Co-op and their coverage of Scott Walker's alleged fathering of a child while he was a college student at Marquette.
And beyond that, the reporting, if I recall, Crudy, also alleges that Scott Walker and his parents, Scott Walker's parents, pressured the mother.
To abort the child,
which would seem to be what antithetical to what Scott Walker and his family claim to believe.
And the woman that made the allegations was in the delivery room, stood up in this woman's wedding to another man, and apparently the new man effectively became the father.
Adopted her. Yeah,
yes, and our understanding is that woman, who does bear a striking resemblance to Scott Walker, does not perceive Scott Walker to be her daddy, if you know what I'm saying. More like a sperm donor at this point.
You know, I can't really say I blame the child, now certainly an adult, for not wanting anything to do with Scott Walker.
Someone posted, ketchup is spicy. That seems like something Scott Walker. Here's one. Kay put up in honor of Jimmy Buffett regarding the Scott Walker picture I asked people to caption. Potbelly in paradise. See if there's any other clever ones. Several are clever. The question. I wonder what Bernadette is doing these days. That could be the alleged daughter's name. I'm less clear. Look at me, peasants, he says. According to George, Doughboy on a stick. Well, he's not so much on a stick as using a stick. Any other ones here? It's okay. My mom's right there. I wonder how far off the shoreline he is. You know, like, I bet it's no more than 15 feet off the pier. You know, he like took three paddles out, kind of like when he goes deer hunting. You know, they put him out. They used to put him out behind the governor's mansion in some blaze orange. And then he'd take his photo op and he'd put it up on social media. Ooh, cold out here hunting deer this morning. And then by 10:30, he'd be at some school or something, you know, doing a ribbon cutting, probably flying on state jet to get there. Yeah, I think this is definitely photo op.
Didn't he do the photo op where he was fishing, but the rod was upside down, like he couldn't actually have been fishing the way he was holding the rod, that kind of stuff, you know, this
once you hook them, Dom, then they're hooked for life. Yeah, the governor's fishing opener.
Terrible.
I'm gonna make a confession here, and then we'll take some of your calls, and if you'd like to caption the photo, you can do so verbally, or you can find it on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. If you're strong of stomach, it might be worth a peek. But I have a possible reason for Scott Walker's second belly button. When I was a kid, I was out fishing. I was fishing at my uncle's house. I was about 12 years old. And I threw a long one. I was trying to, you know, casting. I wasn't using like a minnow or a worm, but, you know, a lure.
Using a lure, yes.
On a North Carolina bass pond. Sort of pretty well stocked. So I cast when I hit a tree and it's in the tree. So I start tugging it, right? Trying to, yeah. You either got to get your lure back or you got to break that line at some point, but something's got to give. So I'm sitting there tugging. Whew. Flies back all the way across this little narrow pond where I'm trying to cast on the far bank, sticks right in my belly. Right. So, and then it's one of those triple hooks, right? The tri-prong. So I didn't have the good sense to cut the line. So I'm walking back to the house here with the hook still caught in me, but I'm still attached to the fishing pole, mind you. So it's just tugging a little bit, you know, like you'd kick that line a little bit or something. So anyways, I got it cut out. Although I've got a little outie now, you know, a little secondary scar from the fishing lure. How would you get an innie like that?
That's beyond my knowledge, Curdy. But I got to tell you, man, I know you're not making too much fun because he does have a smaller belly than you do.
I'm not clear that that's the case.
Oh, come on, man.
I bet you if we went for BMI, I mean, I got more muscle density. I've got pipes compared to Scott Walker. Come on, man. I'd beat his ass off that paddleboard and take it from him. I might have a belly similar to his, but, you know, I didn't skip all my leg days. I could bro him up. I'd feel quite confident, you know, like wrestling or fist cuffs or any of that stuff. Not that I'm a violent man. I'm more of a lover than a fighter.
Oh, it's a sport, man. You know, do some, you know, it's boxing. You know, it's a sport.
A paddle. Here's what paddle I would. Box. Here is what I would challenge you, Scott Walker. Not that he would ever take me up because he's an insignificant man with two belly buttons and no tan. Pugel sticks. In the military, they're like Q-tips.
Yeah.
And they're hard poles. And then they've got the padding on the end. And you wear the football helmets. And then you go like, you just go beat the hell out of each other.
Get yourself in a couple of those big sumo wrestlers outfits. You know what I mean? Go bounce around a little bit.
Well, you know, as long as you assume I'd need the outfit.
Yeah, I didn't say it. You said it. 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well, first of all, campaign positions are not and never have been a reason for recusal of any justice from a case that I know of. Next, how are you going to know whom to vote for if you don't know what their position is on important issues? And, of course, Protasiewicz never stated how she'd vote as a justice on any issue.
After she made the comment about them, the maps being rigged, then she said, well, I don't know how I would vote on them. So she qualified it with the follow-up or continued statement. But none of that matters, Jack. Not for the Republicans. They're just working on angles. You know what I'm saying? Because they're losing power because they suck, and people are starting to realize that. So the question I have for you, Jack, do you think they have the temerity to actually go through with it?
The arrogance of Voss and these Republican legislators who've had 13 years now with no consequences from the voters because of their rigged maps is astounding. I would be very surprised if they didn't. By the way, I have a deal for them. Protasiewicz recuses herself, but only if Hagedorn recuses himself too. Because Hagedorn had a hand in construction of the original gerrymandered map. And he also, he's already shown his judicial position because he voted to approve the current ones for the last election. How's that for a deal?
Well, he voted against them before he voted for them. Jag, thanks for the call, man.
Pardon me, Dominic People asking, why is Wanker wearing Trump's ankle monitor? Or is that Rudy's? That's what Dana says, from God's country. Crudy, he's got two belly buttons. He's an alien. Explains a lot. Shirtless is a Christian dick pic. You know what I mean. And Steve from 3.5 blocks away says Wanker's pot belly was bad. Well, mine might be as well. Dom certainly is. But that's why we don't publish shirtless photos on the social mediums. Where's your life jacket? Trump is my life jacket. More Devils. We'll be back.
You know, they can go suck women.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline.
Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 69, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Really get hooked, and once they get hooked, there's no going back.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for your take. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, no fishing. Lots of water sports. Different than Trump does it, but lots of water sports in my weekend plans. I enjoyed myself immensely. Very relaxing, getting out on the boat. Scott Walker.
Well done.
He prefers a paddleboard, apparently. Dom, we've got people texting on the Shorewood you-know-what talker here. Be at least good today, Dom. Crudy is great every day.
Come on, ass kisser.
I know I had to read it because I think it's true. Jeff also had to say, and for the last time, maybe Hagedorn had a hand in these maps, so if Janet needs to recuse, so does Hagee. Dom, breaking news. Henry Enrique Tarrio. You see his sentence?
I did not.
22 years.
Woo.
The DOJ had asked for a 33-year sentence. Now, that's the worst J6 one yet. In terms of time he will spend behind bars, in my understanding, Dom, under federal prosecution, 85% rule. Got to serve at least 85% of your time behind bars. No good behavior. No early probation. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Good. I hope that becomes a hindrance for others who may consider the similar actions.
844-967-2789. We can talk about the impeachment caucus coming down the pike tomorrow. Wisconsin Republicans, will they or won't they try to impeach Janet Protasiewicz? I think they will. I think they're going to go big. And not so big that they'll actually try to impeach her, but so big that they'll actually try to backbench her, effectively start the impeachment process and leave it stalled there indefinitely. So she can't rule on, let's say, rigging of the maps or the abortion rule or any other damn thing, right? Because they don't really want a liberal vote on any of those things. They'd love to see a deadlock 3-3 court. 844-967-2789. Or you can crap on the former governor of the state of Wisconsin and his lily white, two belly buttoned, whatever he's supposed to be on a paddleboard. No life jacket. Looking good though, Scott, looking good. I'd have definitely posted that photo, you know, for all the thirsty Christian women out there. Mark from the SAC, how you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. I was kind of poking around, and I mentioned on Matt Flynn's show, but that apparently Melissa Agard, I don't know if she heard about this or was worried about something else, but she was questioning about impeachment of civil officials back in February of 2023, and she received a response on February 9th, and I could be wrong, but that seems like that's almost before even the primary.
What, they're already talking impeachment? You know, we've got Melissa Agard coming on Wednesday, I believe. Nate helped us get her book, the Minority Leader, Senate Minority Leader here in the state of Wisconsin. Will join us on our big show on Wednesday. So, Mark, you're going to have to stick around. You'll have to be patient. We will know the answer, just not immediately.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Anything else you got for us?
That's what it. Yep.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
How could you not want to caption the wanker on a paddleboard picture. I mean, it's just out there. It's just hanging over his belt line.
It's so easy. It's such low hanging fruit, Crudy. You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
I could not. I'm a grown ass man in my 50s, man. I don't put shirtless photos on the interwebs because the interwebs never forget. Nor does Crudy. Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Karina. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Karina.
Good, guys. I hope you had a good time off. I have a question about Jenna, Plata Savage situation. So if they will get to the point where they would say, okay, remove her from from a Supreme Court, then you're saying that the Evers can reappoint somebody. Can he reappoint her?
I'm not clear.
So you're saying that he can appoint somebody, right?
Yes, the governor would have the power of appointment, but there would be another Supreme Court election. It is not without consequence if this happens. So if Protasiewicz, let's say, resigned, and let's say Tony put Lisa Neubauer from the appellate court. She ran against Brian Hagedorn in a prior race, lost right. by 5,600 votes, I think it was. Let's say she's the appointment. She's the seasoned appellate court judge that gets this assignment. Well, she is just in that role until a special election can be held. And that would probably align with next spring's election. And if you'll recall, we got Joe Biden, right? I don't think there's going to be a lot of mystery on the Democratic side who the nominee will be. But on the Republican side, which would correspond with this spring election, they'd be going through a presidential primary cycle, Karina. So there would be a lot more impetus for Republicans to go out and vote, and it would legally have to correspond with the spring election. And you got to do it next year because you can only do it in, you can only have one Supreme Court race on the ballot in any given year. And if I remember correctly, in 25, we've got a race in the spring. In 26, we've got a race in the spring. So effectively, it would be Evers' hand would be forced. He'd have to call a special.
Right, right. I thought that if he's appointed, then that person already going to take a place for as much as it needed. Okay, until thank you so much.
Only till April. Only till April. And then
that's a good point, Curtis, but then the timing becomes a thing. So if this malfeasance comes down from Republicans, if Evers and the Dems or the liberals on the court are able to put this thing off until after April, then you can try to squeeze it in for the presidential for your special. But all depends on when the court cases come down and how that would actually impact the timing of say the redistricting or the abortion case.
Well, if you are still litigating the districts next spring, it's already too late. You know what I mean? Then you don't have new maps. We got to have new maps in place probably before the spring primary in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the partisan primary falls in August. So you don't actually, have to recast to go be primaried in the assembly or the Senate. About a third of the Senate seats come up. All the assembly seats come up. And that's what a recasting, a redoing of the map would really take effect on the legislative maps only in the state of Wisconsin. Could affect the congressional maps, no promises there. But the state legislature, that's where the real battle's being fought. And that's where they don't want to give up the power, so they're going into caucus tomorrow. And I predict there'll be enough support in the assembly side. They'll roll it out. They'll impeach, which moves it to the Senate, and then the Senate won't move on it. They'll just leave her on the sidelines. And then to get her off the courts, you got to go through the courts. And she, of course, wouldn't be able to rule because she's off the court. Come back, more Devils.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.